This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Ray Peacock on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome to the fucking show!
Calm down.
Rock and roll all the way. Hello, I'm Ray Peacock. I'm here with Nat. Hello, Nat. You can't because you've got a mouthful of fucking apple.
I swallowed it wrong.
Coming up on the show today, we have Jim Sterling. Jim Sterling is a video games man. He's dead like famous on the internet.
He is, he's big.
Yeah. Mate. Also coming on the show today, James Hans, artist extraordinaire, one of my favourite artists in the entire world. Basically, if you want to be a guest on this show, just make friends with me. Mm. It worked for Miles Hunt, although he did it retrospectively. He made friends with me after the show.
BFFs
all over
now.
Twitter, mate. Mm. Messaging me all the time, Miles Hunt. Just play it cool, mate. Play it cool. Also, we're giving away a beach ball signed by Steps. Not even joking. Just found it in the other office. A beach ball signed by Steps. You can't call in and you can't tweet. Well, you can tweet if you want, but this is a pre-record. Mm. So I asked people last week to tweet, and they're the tweets we'll be reading out.
Yeah.
So if you tweet and you think we're ignoring you, we're not ignoring you. Just that I can't go back in time, mate. I'm not fucking Doc Brown. As in not the presenter here, Dr. Emmett Brown,
okay.
Off Back to the Future. Why does it do it?
Because it's on loop, isn't it?
It did it last week.
It's looped a loop.
Did exactly the same thing last week.
That one.
So we're it's not my fault, is it?
No.
Alright, so all that last week wasn't my fault either.
No, it wasn't.
But we're only finding out now.
Sorry, it's running.
You should have done that kiss while you were here.
What kiss? There's no kissing. In the studio.
We were gonna do a kiss. Just to let you know what just happened in the other in the office.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, Nat, right?
Yeah.
I was like pretending to kiss Nat for a joke. Right, is what happened.
You're very close to me.
I'd been texting you for ages and saying, "Oh, we should go and have a
you
snog
did
somewhere.
Say
let's
we go. Go and have a
let's
snog.
Go necking."
Yeah, you did say that.
Because necking's my favourite word at the moment. I think it's really funny.
It's very end of the pier, isn't it?
I think
it?
It's a really funny word.
Yeah.
So I was saying all that, and you're saying I'm having my dinner. So you didn't say no.
I didn't say no. I said having my tea.
So I came upstairs.
Yeah.
Not from the bottom.
Mm. And go downstairs.
Woo-hoo. This doesn't work. So I went. I sort of leant into Nat to give her a kiss.
Yeah.
As a joke.
Well, you're very close to me.
Yeah. No. No. But I wasn't. Was I kissing you?
No.
Did I motion to kiss you at any point?
You said it with your mouth.
I went close.
Didn't you?
Said it with my mouth.
You said, "Let's do some kissing."
I don't think I said that.
I think I
just did it.
Yeah. Well, no, I hardly didn't just come in and grab you, did I?
No, you didn't grab me. No one grabbed anyone.
Okay, fine.
But I moved in like that, a little head tilt.
You did, yeah.
And then what happened? Tell the absolute truth what happened. Tell the absolute truth.
You said about let's have a kiss.
I don't think I did say let's have a kiss.
Something about kissing.
I didn't point.
I didn't just kiss you for no reason.
So what happened?
It
so
was
what
just
did
like
happen?
A little peck on the lip. That was all.
You kissed me.
I mean, yeah.
So who made the first move?
Well, you were very coming. You were coming towards me. You were very close to my face.
But I was just like doing it as a joke, okay. And then you.
Yeah.
Suddenly came alive.
Yeah.
Just planted one on me.
It's nice to do kissing on a Monday afternoon.
But I wasn't
Monday
ready,
afternoon.
So I didn't kiss back.
Oh, right, yeah. But so it's been done now, isn't it?
We should do it on the show.
Well, the kissing's happened, though. Not kissing.
We should really kiss on the show.
Should we?
Do you not think? That's not a no. Again, that wasn't a no.
Can we ease into it a bit? I can't just go in for the kiss straight away.
No, we'll ease into it. Definitely.
Okay, sure.
But it'll be like very sort of sensual.
Well, no tongues.
You made me feel your boobs on this show once.
I hardly made you feel my boobs.
You came over to the side of the desk and
yeah, to go and get something.
No, that's not what happened at all. You planted your boobs right in front
of
me.
I did not do that.
And with your eyes said, give them a feel.
But not with my mouth.
I was given permission to do it. You gave me permission to feel your boobs. That is true.
I thought we were doing the breast check.
No, you didn't. It's a matter of record, Nat. People can go and listen to it.
Yeah.
You made me feel your boobs on the air.
I didn't make you. It wasn't like
Where's this going to end, Nat?
I don't know.
Am I going to get in here one day and say, and you go, yeah, we're fucking today?
I don't think I'd
like,
say
what?
That.
And you'd be like, yeah, I'm going to go and come straddle you on the other side of the desk. Mm. And I've got to go along with it.
Well, I'll start with calling you a sexy bitch. How about that?
I think after this long kiss we're going to do today, that should be an end to it.
No more than kissing. Honestly.
No.
Having said that, though, I do not think maybe, like, I'm very good at kissing. I think I'm very good at kissing.
Same.
I think once you do kissing with me once, that can't be it.
What do you mean?
You can't just go, that's a one kiss affair.
But that's going to be the deal.
Okay.
It's not an affair.
No, I didn't mean affair.
We're doing this in plain sight.
I didn't mean affair. I didn't mean that. I meant.
So we do one.
I think it's a mistake. I think that we shouldn't.
We'll do one long kiss.
I don't think we should do a long kiss.
What sort of kiss are we going to do?
Just that.
That's not a kiss. That's the sort of thing you do with your family.
Oh, not on the mouth, though.
I don't know how your family works. You're Mormons, aren't you?
Yeah. Jehovah's, actually.
Hey, they're fucking pricks, aren't they?
Well, I don't know if they're pricks.
I would say it now after that. See that recent Jehovah's Witness film? The thing about the gay marriage propaganda film they've done?
No, I haven't.
Fucking horrendous. Absolute cocks. Mm. Not that they're the only religion that's they're absolute cocks, but I'm out of patience with that now. They can go fuck themselves.
With the Jehovah's, the Watchtower.
Yeah, from that film alone.
I got annoyed with one this morning.
Zero patient now.
A woman annoyed me this morning at Jehovah because she was just walking really slow to the tube. She was holding me up and she couldn't. Every time I tried to get past her, she's kept zigzagging.
I think my reason for hating them is better.
It's more valid. Yeah. No, actually, it's for people that walk slow. Add that to the list of things that are really annoying.
Well, she's disabled.
She wasn't disabled.
How do you know?
She was walking on 2 feet.
What did you do? A full health check?
Yeah.
So, hang on a second. So, if you're walking on 2 feet, you can't be disabled. No. Is that how you judge if someone's disabled or not?
I mean,
hang on. Are they standing up? Are they walking? Well, then you're not disabled, are you? Is that your rule?
No, that's not my rule. But
do you
know,
this discussion on do kissing? It's up to you.
She was not disabled.
How do you know she wasn't disabled?
She couldn't walk very well. It's too slow. That is a disability in a way.
What is?
Walking slowly. No need for it on the roads.
When you've got Will looking through the glass, looking utterly confused, you know you're in the shit.
It's annoying though, isn't it?
When you can't even get his head around it, you know that you're in the shit. Because he'd normally just agree with anything. He voted Tory. He's just a fucking world of his own.
Yeah.
But the fact that he's
looking
confused,
at you now.
I know, he doesn't have his colours.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's not... I don't think you can say she's not disabled now.
Well, I don't... She didn't appear to be disabled.
But you can't rule out a disability.
Okay, maybe she was disabled.
You
know, and then
I have to be disabled. I think I'm disabled, and I think it's not been diagnosed. I think it's not been picked up on.
Disabled.
Have I told you this before?
No, disabled with what?
I think one of my legs is shorter than the other one.
Someone agrees.
Yep, that's an excellent time for a song.
Yeah, let's put a banger on.
I do. When I do gym stuff, which isn't often, but when I do it.
Yeah.
When I do the warm up, the stretch and that,
yeah.
I can put, which leg is it? I can do one leg like into position,
yeah.
But the other leg won't go at all.
Well, just
I think I have a bad
it.
Hip as well. Well, I think everyone has a shorter leg than the other one.
Let's not do kissing, let's just measure your legs.
We'll do kissing. This will put you in the mood for it, actually.
Okay. Oh, 10 out of 10 straight away.
Have we played this before recently?
No, ages ago. It was when Sam was his last show and he broke up with his girlfriend. But
yeah. Did he die, Sam?
Oh, I hope that it won't end.
you know that I've got your mic up?
No, because I can't hear it.
I think you know that because you've got your headphones on. You must know.
I can just hear it in the headphones, the music. I can't. The only reason I know if I don't have headphones on is because it cuts out in here.
I will genuinely
but you turn the
speak
songs
to Duncan
on.
About this and what? Put in an official complaint.
No, because I'm eating. Sorry.
If you keep eating,
but I was
while
eating
we're doing
during
the show,
a song.
But the song is finished.
Yeah.
And you carried on eating.
I apologise.
It sounds appalling. It's horrible for the listener. It's horrible
sorry.
For me.
Sorry,
it's disrespectful
Ray.
To the listener
sorry.
And to the host.
Sorry. Sorry to Connor Wallace, who picked that excellent song Alone. 10 out of 10 there, Connor. Another
I'm
banging
it a
choice.
Zero.
No.
Makes me sad. I'm sure that like a teenage girlfriend or something, we had a thing with that song.
Oh, really?
And it was a sad song.
Because what's it about, really? It was,
I mean,
how do I get
I don't
you
care
alone?
Whether she's alive or dead now, but... At the time, I'm sure that song used to upset me.
Well, it's quite sad, I think, because they say, I was going to tell you tonight how much I wanted you. And obviously, something happened and they didn't say.
Yeah.
She's going like, how do I get you alone? Because I feel like if we're alone,
yeah,
magic will happen.
You want them to do this kiss?
That's what she's singing about, Nancy Wilson,
so
I think.
So is it now making you want to do the kiss?
I thought we could read some tweets out.
Okay, I'm happy with that.
For now,
can I just say, I don't want to kiss you.
Oh, well, that's great, isn't it? That's nice.
All right, I don't want to kiss you. I'm doing it for the show.
Well, I mean...
So don't be acting all like, ooh, I hold the key.
No, because I tell you what would be really annoying.
What?
I would have a kiss and then you'd go, ooh, that was awful. And then I'd be livid.
No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. Even if I thought it, I wouldn't say it.
Okay. You just pull a face there.
I've squirted Ultra Dex in my mouth.
What's that?
Like a breath freshener. What? Oh, fuck, straight in my eye. Here we go. So it'd be nice. It'd be a nice kiss.
Minty fresh. I'll have a little shush of that in a minute as well.
I don't care what you taste like.
Oh.
What are you doing, Nat?
I'm looking at the tweets for the Steps Beach Ball that we will be giving away.
Oh, yeah.
Cause
so
you...
just so we know, this is an official...
Yeah.
I don't know if it's an official beach
can
ball.
See
does
Lee,
it say
Lee
Steps
Latchford.
On it?
Some other signatures.
He's not called Lee Latchford. He's called
Lee Latchford
The
Evans.
Latch. The Latch, you call him if he's
friends. Yeah, The Latch.
Yeah, so it's an actual Steps Beach Ball.
Yeah,
it's
all
signed,
five of them.
Kind of mucky by them. They've not signed it well. I think what it is I think it's been put away with the ink still wet.
Yeah.
So you've got like quite a lot of blue, but they're all signed in blue. Love, Claire, Lee, Knob is that? H, that might be.
Knob.
Lisa and
Faye,
the other
and,
one.
And Claire.
I said Claire first.
Claire.
There's not six people in Steps. So they're in that order. Claire, Lee, Knob. It looks like Knob, but it must be H. But I'm not even messing. Doesn't it look like Knob?
but H should be the easiest thing
it's
to write.
H,
it's
but then
one letter.
He's put kisses, he's made it look like Knob. So it's signed by Claire, Lee, Knob, Lisa, and Faye.
Oh, God.
And even Faye looks a bit like Jemais or something.
Jemais, Knob.
But I presume that's Faye.
So
it's Steps, it's the official Steps Beach Ball. It's got Steps printed on it as well. And it's up for grabs today on the show.
Okay, well, Kev Sim has said, don't really mind about the signature. I do need a new beach ball for my daughter, though.
No, not having it then.
So you're not having that
not
one?
Not having it.
Okay.
I put
sorry,
out a tweet
Kev.
Saying, let us know why you want it or what you would do with it.
Yeah.
He's just saying, I would keep it as a beach ball.
Laura has said, I would be the best bridesmaid in the world if I could give it to my steps-loving friend as a wedding gift. That's good.
No, I think it would only be okay if she was holding it throughout the whole wedding.
Like so a bouquet.
I'd want a guarantee. I'd want a guarantee that she was holding it, inflated as well, by the way.
Yeah.
For the whole wedding, in all the photos, holding it with the signatures out. If you can guarantee me that, you can have it.
Okay.
If you can't guarantee me that, no dice.
Right, well, Connor...
Yes.
Says, if I get the ball...
Is this Connor...
Connor Wallace?
Massive bender, Connor.
We agreed
that was all right.
That.
No, we agreed last week it was all right.
Oh, yeah, he said it was okay to say that.
He said, call him a massive bender. He said that.
He says, if I get the ball, I'll use it as a prop in mine and Nat's 80s concert and then keep it in my St. A's uni accommodation.
Right. St. Andrews.
That's the one, yeah.
He's going to St. Andrews uni.
Yeah, right. I like that. Cause we're
you're not doing an 80s concert.
No, it's for your birthday. That's been decided.
Oh, by the way,
you're
it's
not
my
coming,
birthday soon. 27th of June is my birthday.
Yeah,
we're trying to make a big deal out of my birthday at the moment. It's not been working very well. When's your birthday, Nat?
24th of June.
Nat's is the 24th, so you can have a little practice, but don't, for God's sake, don't pull out all the stops with Nat.
It's like
no,
a dress rehearsal.
No,
dress
it's not.
Rehearsal.
No, you can't have the same deal as me.
Okay.
So if here's what you do. So, for me, you are sending presents.
Sure, gift vouchers.
ideally Forbidden Planet gift vouchers, but it doesn't matter if not, but just, you know, some sort of present.
Yeah.
And also, if you do that and you've sent them, tweet me and tell me, because I think that these fucking thieving rats around here will have it.
Excuse
is what
me?
I think will happen.
I like, have
you,
no interest in
Adam.
No.
What's he called? Lee, whatever his name is. Right? I reckon they'll all have them. They'll all be thieving my gift vouchers.
Sure.
So let me know if you've sent them. Don't just send them and assume I will get them, because I won't necessarily.
All right, well,
but for Nat, for the practice birthday, just send like just a drawing of a gift voucher.
No, I don't want a gift voucher.
Just send a bit of paper.
I know what I want. I don't want
what
a
do you
voucher.
Want?
I want a Twin Peaks bag, please.
All right, just send a drawing of it. Just send, get a plastic bag from Sainsbury's.
A tote bag. A tote, Twin Peaks tote bag is what I really want. Just or some hair straighteners.
No, plucky bag.
Huh.
Write Twin Peaks on the side of it. Send it to Nat. As many as you can.
Or the actor, practice. Dana Ashbrook, who's Bobby Briggs, like as a guest or to come in.
I have a friend
who
organises the Twin Peaks Festival.
What? Oh my God, can I go? I genuinely would lose my shit if I got to go to that. I love Twin Peaks, yeah.
Her name's Lindsay.
Oh, hi Lindsay.
I know her really well.
I'd love to come to your Twin Peaks Festival.
All right, I'll give you her Twitter and you can talk to her about it.
Oh, thank you.
She does it every year.
Do a little intro though. It'd be weird if I just tweet her out the blue.
No. Just
that's
say you know
work,
me.
Okay.
I've told
I
you.
I don't want
to
do it in
touch.
Public over Twitter.
Got to play a song, I'm afraid.
Okay. Well, Connor's in consideration then.
Stop putting ball. Escape the Pina Colada song like, on
that,
the
playlist. Why? It's been requested. It has actually been requested by somebody.
Care. And why is what is this all Connor Wallace? Why is holding out for a hero on here now?
This is an absolute
I'm not
banger.
Stupid
it's
now.
A banger.
These are fucking awful songs.
No, they're not. Escape. Kayla wants that, and I support Kayla's choice for. Can you not just play Rupert Holmes?
All right. How about I play this?
She stayed with me until she moved to Notting Hill. She said it was the place she needs to be, where the cocaine is fair trade and frequently displayed is the Buena Vista Social Club CD. For the hills, that's the way you spell New Mills. Brooding along by the runnel, while she's in Capri with her swain, and the light at the end of the tunnel is the light of an oncoming train. Is the light of an oncoming train. Is the light of an oncoming train.
Radio. Half man, half biscuit. Light at the end of the tunnel.
That's
what do you
reckon, Simon.
It's a fucking 10.
It wasn't for me.
It's a fucking 10.
Okay.
Simon who? Is it
Simon and Nikki.
Simon and Nikki. It's a fucking 10.
Okay.
I'm going to keep saying the fuck
word. All right, I will...
It's a fucking 10, mate.
Okay.
Fucking 10.
All right,
fucking say it.
It's a fucking 10.
Right, now kiss me.
It's a fucking 10, now kiss me.
No, come and kiss me.
Oh, We can't. We've got a guest on the line. Can't, very unprofessional to do that.
Fine. Jimmy there.
Hello. You're allowed to say fuck on this show, right?
Yeah.
No, God, no. God, no.
Oh.
Only I'm allowed, really. But you can say...
Okay.
No, you are,
what
Jim.
What other swears do you like, Jim?
All right, brilliant. Okay, I always like to check beforehand.
Okay.
I heard you say a lot of the F before I came on.
You can say the fuck word. You can say
right.
Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to say it now?
Shit.
Yep,
okay.
There you go.
Gotcha. Shit. Fucking shit.
Sod.
That's down. That's in the bank.
Yeah. Sod. You can say sod well, off.
Blimey, sod off. I don't hear that often where I am now.
You can't say blimey, mate, so don't start improvising.
We're going to get in trouble.
Oh, right, okay, sorry. I'll stick to the script. Hang on.
Right. Fuck shit, sod off, and knickers, you can say as well. And that's it.
Right, knickers it is.
How are you,
mate? Right, no blimey.
No
okay,
blimey.
Okay, I've
no
said blimey. It again. Right.
So, are we on a slight delay? Is that what's happening?
See we may be.
Yeah, I think we are. See that little gap? How are we contacting you today?
You have phoned my phone, and I am in America,
okay.
So that may be the delay
right.
there coming through.
Okay, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to carry on with this, but after every time I ask you a question, I'm going to go, so this is just an example, I'm going to go, so, Jim, how are you today? And like that.
Right,
and
right,
that,
I gotcha.
That will fill the time then.
That'll wallpaper over it,
yeah,
that'll,
yeah, yeah.
that'll be just fine.
Yeah, that's the plan. So, Jim Sterling, as seen on Jimquisition.
That is absolutely correct.
Yeah. I don't think we've got a delay this end. Podtoid, do you remember Podtoid? Podtoid.
Mm. I do. I do remember Podtoid. Mm.
What was your other thing that you're... Destructoid. Mm. Mm,
yes, Podtoid was a part of Destructoid.
Yeah.
And then I left all that. I got fired off that.
Did you get
and
fired?
I didn't get fired. Creative disagreements, we wish each other the very best in our future endeavours.
Yeah, you're a fucking troublemaker though, eh? Because one of my questions is, right, I've got three questions. That's what I've written down.
Okay.
Because I said to Nat, I can just blag it, right? So here are my three questions that I've got written down. The first one is, don't answer these yet, because I'm just going to tell you what the questions are up front.
Okay.
We all have a play of computer games, but you take it silly serious. I like your videos, but I don't understand them. Can you explain better? Right, that's first question.
Okay.
The second question is, what is a good game? Right? And my third question is, why does everyone say they're going to sue you? And they're my three questions. So that's what we've got.
Okay.
We've got to work through them as the interview goes on.
Right.
But I'm going to explain first of all. So you're an independent video game reviewer, right?
That is correct, yes.
You've carved out your own niche. You've built your own empire, essentially. It's very admirable, actually, by the way. I'm rather envious of it, to be honest. I sort of wish I'd monetized quicker.
You should have jumped on it when the gravy train was still hot, mate.
And is it not at the moment?
It's difficult now. It's difficult to get in, but... I know. You're really wanting to do this about a year and a half ago.
But I've got a fan base, though, Jim. So them people exist. And they give generously, by the way, you know, when we have donations and stuff with the Parapod. But I wanted with this new mental podcast I'm doing, we've been speaking about it last week, and I'll tell you now, this new mental health podcast that I want to do, I thought about Patreon, but I don't know how it works.
Right, right. Well, I mean, you already do have the audience. That's the biggest... challenge to getting crowdfunded.
A lot of them are
having an actual
that you've just sent. And if
well, I can tell you that they're a gullible bunch of bastards,
but if
so you'll be able to fleece
you,
them
like,
for whatever they're worth.
If they're already giving you 50p a year, then they're not have another 50p for me, are they not?
I don't know. I've seen how much they spend on some of the dildos they send to my PO box.
Yeah.
So they've got plenty of money to waste.
I'm gonna add that question. Why do people send you dildos? Right, put that on there. Okay, tell me about it then.
What you have to do? You gotta basically set up a page. You go onto the Patreon. Actually, signing up for it and everything is really easy.
Right.
They walk you through it step by step. So your main job is to just make the page look nice.
Okay.
Really explain in detail what it is you're offering, what the limitations are, what they can expect from you. Be as transparent as possible. That's the bit that is often sticking. Maybe throw in some rewards. I don't do that. I do it very differently from other people. In fact, my Patreon would probably be a bit more successful if I did it like all the other really successful people.
What do you say? But, just give us your fucking money. Like, do you geld off it up?
Yeah. Yeah, I just kind of put my hand out and... A lot of my detractors refer to it as hipster welfare,
right,
or e-begging, where I just sort of put my hand out, like, can I have some money, please?
Right.
And then just hope that they give me some money. And that seems to have worked out all right. And I know that you and Barry Dodds have done very well with getting donations for the Parapod. You could easily turn that into something more sustainable on Patreon, I think.
But you know what? It's a case of greed, I think. So it's a case of we go, as long as we cover the cost of the series, we're genuinely happy with that. So we're already overwhelmed by how people have donated to it and things like that. So it's you sort of feel a bit cheeky asking for like spends on top of it. So that's why with the other thing, with the mental podcast, I want to, and possibly Fubar as well, I might throw them a few quid. You sort of feel like you want it all to go into production. That's how I feel about it. I'm still not. I'm still not ballsy enough to go, just give me fucking money and whatever I get, I'm keeping it. Do you know what I mean? But even though,
I'd be quite within my rights
to do that, though. That's the weird thing about it, isn't it? You're making a living off it.
Exactly. And I get the same way. You know, I've done in this job, you know, I've done all sorts of work for all sorts of little companies and things.
Yeah.
The talk about the money, even if you're owed the money, is always the hardest bit.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate asking for money. Even if it's mine, technically.
Yeah, no, I get
it. You know, I once had an anxiety attack over asking a bloke for £5 for something I did for him when I worked. I did one round of Avon, and that wasn't enough. That wasn't good for me.
Right.
Look at me walking around with a little bag full of catalogues. I mean, it was a desperate time.
I don't see you, like,
sorry?
You don't strike me as a walker anyway.
No, generally not. Used to be. Used
Did you
to
really?
Be, but then I moved to Mississippi and they have massive hamburgers out
there. Yeah.
So that just made it worse.
So you've got that in conjunction with computer games.
With computer games, sitting on the arse all day.
You can't be far off a throne, mate.
No, not really.
Suit a throne.
Sorry?
You'd suit a throne.
I think I'd be all right on a throne. I've actually had conversations before because when me and my ex move house, I want a throne and I want a brazier.
Right
in the middle,
yeah,
where I can cook a big turkey leg and eat that on my throne.
Like at the back of Jabba's throne?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I often feel like my life would be better if I had girls with tentacles coming out of their head dancing on chains for me,
mate,
and I can pull them and then get eaten by a thing.
I've had this conversation so many times, I don't know why nobody listens to me.
I recall because I've listened to your podcast work for many years, and I know the Jabba conversation
definitely did that on that, where I said I wanted to just wee in a grate. I can remember that. I remember very little of those podcasts, but I do remember that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it wasn't just funny, it was a good idea.
Yeah, I mean,
say what you want about George Lucas, Jabba the Hutt setup was a good idea.
Yeah, when you see the making of Star Wars and all them stuff like that, from Star Wars to Jedi and all those sorts of things, and you see him going, no, that's wrong, and you think, oh, he's a pernickety fucker, this one. But no, he was bang on the money with Jabba the Hutt. It was like, no, this is exactly
absolutely
how it needs to be.
Well, I think he was speaking for all the chunky fuckers out there.
I think so,
every
too.
Moment he was directing that, he was thinking, oh, I'm gonna fucking love that.
Yeah.
I bet you go to the Skywalker Ranch or wherever it is he lives now. I don't know if he can legally call it that now. The American Graffiti Ranch or whatever.
Yeah.
And you go, I bet he's got one. I bet he's got a dais with a grate that he just pisses through it all day long.
Be amazing. I'd be so happy. I wouldn't care then. At that point, I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
It'd be like, no one's going to see me.
Ray Peacock is creating, living like Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, full time, 24/7.
Full time.
And what I'll say is, I'm doing it for 1 year, but I'll actually be doing it forever. But I'll say for 1 year. So people go, oh, this is a funny project. And then before you know it, they've donated so much that I can sustain that for the rest of my short life.
Yeah, well, that's the best thing about living that Jabba lifestyle.
Easy.
You don't need the money for long.
Yeah, and I'll eat frogs. I've got no issue with that. So, we all have a play of computer games, Jim.
Yes.
But you take it silly serious. I like your videos, but I don't understand them like a lot of the time. Can you explain it better?
Can I explain it better? Well,
I don't know what you're on about. Like, in loads of your video, I really enjoy watching you. I think you've got, in fact, I said this recently in an interview, I think you've got a wonderful turn of phrase. I think you're very eloquent. I think you come across fantastically well. I just haven't got a fucking clue what you're on about a lot of the time.
First of all, thank you for the first bit of that.
What's a dev? What is a dev?
A dev is short for developer.
What's a mod?
Person what makes the games.
Right, what's a mod?
A mod? short for modification. That is where people go into the code of the game. Right. They didn't make it, but they go into the code of the game after they buy it, and they change it to add new things. So they'll like maybe change a character model. Like the Fallout 4 came out recently,
right?
And they changed the. There are these enemies in there called Deathclaws. They're big giant lizards. And someone put in a mod, or they made a mod, that turned them all into Randy Savage.
Right, okay.
So you've got Randy Savage running around cutting you up. And that's a mod.
Now, we're getting somewhere. Now, do you not think in all your videos, at the beginning, you should just explain these things for newcomers?
Should maybe do like they did in the 90s and have those data burst things where you can record it on a VHS pause it, and then you can read the stuff.
Exactly, you could do that. Or you could do like a thing like the beginning of Heart to Heart, about how they met. So, really, you're just recapping, going, this is a mod. I work for the dev, which ain't easy, because when they met, it was murder. And then you're straight in with your own theme tune, then.
And then that gets it going. That's actually a good idea. I think what I'll do is I'll watch a lot more Look and Read and Heart to Heart.
Try that.
Art Attack and just 80s, 90s kids TV shows and learn from them.
Alternatively, what you could learn from is go and read like Frank Miller Daredevil. In fact, any Daredevils, in fact. And just watch how often within the second page of the story, he just suddenly announces that he was blinded by isotope for no fucking reason. Thing is, Foggy, unless you didn't remember, I got blinded, didn't I, when I was younger? And then he'll think, and that made all my other senses higher. So he'll just say it.
A lot more Frank Miller Daredevil.
Yeah, every issue.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Every single issue, every second page.
That's it. So you've got to drop these things in for me, because otherwise it can't hold my attention.
It's hard to... I get the problem, because a lot of my friends also have, like, actual lives and jobs and responsibilities, so they don't really care about all of this, me spending 24 hours of my time talking about video games and textures and frame rates and all that stuff.
What's a frame rate?
And I often have to... What's a frame rate? A frame rate is how smooth the image runs.
How do you even notice that? How do you notice it? Have you got special eyes?
You can tell the difference between 30 frames per second and 60 frames per second. 60 is more common on your computers, and 30 is more common on your consoles.
Right.
The difference, the 60 is very smooth, and you can see it. You can actually see it, like the animations run a lot smoother, and it makes the game feel better and feel quicker and more responsive.
Right. I've got a PlayStation 4, right? Not showing off. I'm sure they'll have them over there soon, right? But I've got a PlayStation.
Oh, God, I wish I had one.
Right? I don't play games on my computer.
Yeah.
Because that's for work, that's how I see that. It's for work. And I don't want to fiddle about with keys and things, right?
Mm-hmm.
I did that when I was 13. I don't need to do it now when I'm 26. But, so, my PlayStation 4, I don't believe I am getting the best out of it.
Right.
Right? Just hang on.
Okay.
Jim, hang on a second. Are you enjoying yourself, you two?
No.
What are you doing?
I'm just asking, texting about getting something on camera.
Why are you texting? My producer and my co-producer are both just texting each other.
It's about the guest.
And sort of waving through the window at each other at the moment, Jim.
I haven't waved at him.
This is the disrespect.
I'm trying to sort out
Do you know what happened last week, Jim?
Oh,
right, we had a magician on, right? He was like 2 minutes late, and Nat went, oh, where's that magic prick? I thought that was all right.
Jim liked it.
No, he's laughing at your ineptitude.
Okay.
That's what he's laughing at.
I'm personally... I found that funny.
Yeah.
I find the term magic prick funny. But
I found it funny,
it's
but
it's not
said
on,
it
is it, when you're talking about guests?
I'm sorry.
I find being texted over incredibly rude.
That's it's happening dumb. Right now, mate. It's happening right now. She's right in front of me, just texting on the phone.
No, I'm not just texting. I'm texting about the other guests.
Well, just go in the other room and do it.
All right, I will.
I'll just stay in and speak to Jim.
Okay.
You go in there and bum each other. Go on.
Bum.
Go in the other room, mate. Have a nice day. No, don't talk to me here, mate. I'm talking to Jim Sterling. You get in there. Getting that right. They're gone. Tell you what, mate, they're fucking pricks, right? Right. So, the other thing I need to learn about is my PS4, I don't think I'm getting the best out of it, Jim.
Right.
Right? I'll tell you what I do on it. Play a game every now and again.
Play a game, yep.
Just done Uncharted 4. Did the lot. Did it all the way through.
That's a good use for a PS4. Play a game.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. And I mostly play Rugby League Live 3, which I'm sure you'd have no interest in, but it gets me through the night.
And sure, watch. So anything to keep the demons at bay.
Totally. And I watch Blu-rays on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I've got friends on there. I don't know why. I don't know what they're there for. I don't know what I'm meant to do with them. I don't know. I don't even know how to go on there and play online with my quote-unquote friends. because I play Battlefront sometimes, but my internet's shit, so I invariably just stand in a corner while other people shoot me.
Oh, that is a shame. Is a good game.
It's really good, but I look like a stormtrooper that's just really interested in the art in Jabba's palace at the moment, because he just stands there, just staring at a wall, whilst I get a thing saying, your internet connection's no good.
I guess you're adding an element of role-playing to it that a lot of other people aren't. A lot of other people can't play that you know, artsy stormtrooper who's there just admiring these carvings that are on the wall there.
But I die so much, mate. Like, so much. It's horrible.
Yeah, you'll need to sort the internet connection out, I think. That's your main thing.
I can't. I live in the countryside. There's nothing. There's no fibre, nothing at all. It's the shittest internet Sky I've got, and it's all I'm allowed to have.
I living in the States now, I can at least sympathise with that, because the monopoly is out here. Like, my choices are two, and they're both crap.
Right.
But I'm disappointed that you can't get online, because that's obviously the big...
I get on it sometimes, but yeah, Battlefront's a write-off for me on many nights. But some nights it works just fine, but on other nights it doesn't work at all, and it's terribly frustrating. I'm not asking you to solve it, Jim. I know it's not entirely your fault. I suppose I should get in touch with the devs or the mods or the frame rate.
Yeah, unfortunately, the devs and the mods can't really.
Can't sort my internet
UK
out.
Broadband infrastructure. That's the issue. Your issue's internet, and I don't review the internet. Unfortunately,
could you do will you do just one video just where you review the internet in my house? You don't even have to be there, just do it dead, like straight up, right, same music and everything, do it like an actual episode, just put it out to confuse people, and just say, and I'll just send you like photos on my phone of just my living room and just say this.
I'm sure
this PS4
won't connect to the
internet.
Yeah, I'm sure my audience will appreciate that.
They'll fucking love it,
considering,
man.
They get pissed off if I wear a different colour tie one week. I'm sure they'll absolutely love me deviating from the format that much.
Yeah, I think you should do it. I think you should absolutely do it, and put a fucking Parapod sticker on your podium. Right, so...
All right, hang on, I'll do that right now, then.
All right, are you at your podium right now? Do you have to do everything?
It's my Jabba's palace.
Just to explain, when Jim does his videos, he has, like, a podium that he stands at with all shit on it.
Well, it's in my office.
No, it looks... I'm not slagging it at all. I'm just explaining for people that might not have seen it. It's a cool podium. You look like a, like, not even... I was going to say a benign dictator. You look like just like a fucking dictator, not a benign one. It doesn't matter what it is. You look like a raving fucking psychopath, which is...
Thank you.
Which, honestly, and please take that as the... like positive quote that I meant it as.
I absolutely take as a compliment. No offense taken. I have just walked over to the podium and I've gone and popped a Parapod sticker on the
brilliant.
Other it's on the other side to draw symmetry with the pog that I've got on the other side of it.
Perfect. That's exactly what I couldn't have chose it better. Right, my next question for you, Jim. What is a good game?
What is a good game?
Come on, mate, you're doing press here. Come on, what is a good game? You've got to be on the button.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I didn't have the foresight to write down the answers to the questions.
Well, come on
beforehand.
Come on, think on your feet. What is a good game?
What is a good game? Silent Hill 2.
Yeah, that's
true. Because it's scary.
That is a good game. But I meant more as an overarching question is what I meant it. So I meant,
a good game does what Silent Hill 2 does.
Yeah, but what is a good game? What is it? So you've got Silent Hill 2, right? Let's take that as an example.
We've got Silent Hill 2. We'll start with that as a base.
Right, but listen, what is a good game?
A good game,
so
if I'm approaching this from an academic angle...
Does it not be academic,
I would say a good game is a piece of interactive software that has been produced over a period of some time.
No, preferably
as much time as needs be make it good.
No, Jim, I'm going to ask you to listen. Really carefully, right?
Okay,
listen to the question. Jim, what is a good game?
No, mate, I don't know.
Personalise it. What is it to you? What is it to you? You've got a good game. What's your favourite game at the moment?
Favourite game at the moment?
Yeah.
My favourite game at the moment is...
I'm playing the new Doom. Oh, how's that?
I really like Doom. It's really good. You can punch a demon's face off with it.
Right. I'm writing...
That makes a good game.
Right,
punch a demon's face off.
I agree. I'm writing in your question down. Right, I've written it down. We'll come back to what is a good game.
Okay,
right.
Oh, I look forward to that.
Here's my new question. Right. The new Doom game, would I like it?
I think from listening to your work in the past and those moments where you have talked about games you've played,
yeah,
I feel like you would get on with the new Doom game very well.
Barry was explaining to me the other day the difference between a first-person and third-person shooter, and I didn't even know. That had never even registered with me before, that there was a difference in that. Because I think a lot of games, you've got the choice in-game anyway, aren't you?
Some games you could change perspective, yeah.
And they do it on Battlefront.
We were talking about Fallout 4 earlier. You can be a third... You can do that third person if you want, or you can do that first person.
I got Fallout 3 and I took it back to the shop. I played
Didn't like Fallout 3?
I played it for 3 hours, and I realised I'd been walking around a desert for two of them, and I didn't know what I was meant to do. I've took two games...
That's an odd game, that one. I hated that one for... I beat it and hated every second of it.
Really?
And then I played it a second time and thought, this is all right, actually. I don't know how that works.
But you've got to play them, haven't you? Because you've got to do it for your all your Patreon money. You're obliged.
I've got to play most of them, yeah.
I've taken two games back to the shops, which you're not even meant to do. And it was like gift of the gab. I talked my way around it. And one was that, Fallout 3. And I said, oh, my girlfriend bought me this. And I've already got it at home.
Already got it, classic move.
They said it's already open. And I went, that's how it came. She's literally drove back from here. That's how it came. So I blagged it.
Perfect.
And the other one was, I can't remember what it was called. It was like old teddy bears, like Naughty Teddy, it might be.
Oh, Naughty Bear.
Was it that? A fucking
absolute toss, that
good
one.
Good God, that was like infuriated, like proper infuriated me. Infuriated? What the fuck? Why can't I say that word?
Infuriated.
Why am I putting an extra R in it? It
sounded alright.
Thanks. Infuriated me, that game. Because it wasn't finished.
No, it's correct. No, not only was it not finished, they brought out a second one that was just as unfinished.
Really?
Yeah, it got a sequel, and that was just as crap as the first one.
How did they get away with that?
I have no idea. I think it's because the dev, you see, you know what I mean now.
Developer.
The dev, exactly, there we are. Yep. We're learning as we play, like Sesame Street.
The people that developed the game.
Yeah, I think they just didn't give a fuck.
Right.
And that's how they got away with it. There's a lot of that in the game industry.
Could a mod not have gone in and done something with it?
A mod recently went in and fixed Aliens Colonial Marines, which was also a very unfinished game.
Right.
And someone went in there and did loads of stuff to it, like huge amounts of work to it to make like the aliens actually behave like an alien would be expected to behave in a video game, and overhauled a whole ton of stuff. And it didn't make it good,
right?
But it was at least finished.
Finished. Let me get this right, Jim. Are these... Are these mod people, are they official people, or are they just people swanning about the internet?
Mostly swanning about.
Okay.
There's one particularly famous guy called Durante who, he's gone in and fixed several games when they... If they were on console and they released them on PC in some half-assed state, he'll go in and fix them.
And what do they get out of it?
And the satisfaction of helping others.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. I mean, I don't see the point in it myself, but I really appreciate it because... It means I can play the games in a half-decent state. A lot of them just do it to do it. I don't know whether some of them are just practicing their, you know, their skills at coding and whatnot. Some of them do eventually get picked up. There's a company, Valve, they sometimes will actually hire the modders if they impress them enough. So some of them do go on to work in the industry.
So it's like
some of them are just doing it to do it.
It's like them boys that built their own RCD2s and then they ended up making the RCD2s for the new Star Wars film.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep.
Except that's way more impressive.
I think it's all impressive. Anybody, I think, getting up off their arses and doing something in order to further themselves, particularly off their own back, is always impressive, which is a compliment I would level at you, Jim Sterling.
I was about to be self-deprecating how I don't do that, and
Here's my next question. If you could kill a game, what one, but you're only allowed to kill one, what game would you kill? And why?
Professional answer is I wouldn't kill any game because I feel that all contributions made to any artistic medium are valuable and therefore should not be killed.
I've seen enough of your videos.
Unprofessional aliens, colonial marines.
Right, okay, fine, right. There we go, that's that sorted out. Right, why do people send you dildos?
Because they know I will talk about the dildos on the internet telly. And therefore it is good for some quick attention.
All right, but what do they benefit from that? What's the benefit to them?
I think some people just like watching me play with dildos.
Right.
But now, I don't know if there's if there is a sexual element to that.
But
or,
they know
or
that you're going to do that anyway. Do you...
I mean, yeah.
When you get a dildo through the post from a stranger...
Yeah.
How confident are you that it either has or hasn't been utilised already?
That is always a good question. Luckily, so far, all the dildos I've gotten have been in their original packaging, and I haven't seen
any tampering. That is easy done, that. You could easily do that.
I realise. I think what I should get is, like, a medieval-style dildo tester, and they can have a go on it first and make sure that it's legitimate.
You could probably do it with pH paper.
Yeah, that's true. Or a UV light.
Yeah, UV light would be good. That's a good call, UV light. Maybe get one of them new PlayStation headset things when they come out and then do a review saying how shit it is because it hasn't got a UV light. And then when a model make you one. That's what I've learned so far, right? Or just a bit of pH paper and just basically just wipe it under the rim of the helmet. Because that if something's gonna get stuck, so you know if there's gonna be a bit of like who knows if it's a boy or a girl. Let's presume it was a girl. If there's a bit of if you'll forgive my vulgarity, fanny slap wedged underneath the helmet, then you'll certainly sort that out with a bit of pH paper, mate. No bother at all. It'd be a higher pH.
I think that's it. I mean, I don't know if I've got time to do all that with all of the dildos. So I think if I get my Patreon money like bumped up a bit, I might hire a dildo technician.
Do it on your throne. Just do it on your throne in the morning. Every morning, same time.
That would be good. If I get really good at it, I could then just transit. I could get out of the video game racket and just go full time throne based dildo reviewer.
Yeah. Right. Did I ask you Doom would I like it? I asked you that one, didn't I? Right. Here's my last question, which, well, actually, I've got two last questions. I'm going to ask you again. What is a good game?
Oh, fuck. I forgot about that one.
What is a good game, Jim Sterling?
I don't know. I don't even know what bad ones are.
I've been blagging.
I read the back of the game boxes, and I just base my review off that. I've never even played
one. Do it on stars. All right, here's my last question. Well, actually, I've got another question. Can you get me doing... You do, like, voiceover work on computer games, don't you? Aren't you doing Oddworld? Have you done Oddworld now?
I am working on the new Oddworld game
Let me be on it. I liked Oddworld.
Okay. I've got no power. I just get contacted out of the blue.
What do you mean you've got no power? Just take me with you and just say I'm part of it. Just go, this is my mate.
Well, I don't go up there, you see. I record from home in a very professional studio
Perfect.
Environment.
Then I'll do it. You record your bit and I'll just speak over your bit. So it's both our voices together and just say, that's how I always do it.
It's a joint submission.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I always sound like two very different people talking.
That's how I always do it.
That's why they hire me.
Yeah.
That's why I'm the best in the business.
Tell them that. Jim. It's all very well at the end of your video saying, I'll go listen to the Parapod, but fuck, I want some proper fucking... I want in here, mate. I want a proper in.
You're right. I don't feel I've been doing enough for you.
Particularly given
that's
that
the problem.
I got Barry Dodds to simulate oral sex with you the other week.
Yeah. The least I could do is get you a new career.
Put me in Oddworld. I don't want paying for it. I can't believe I've not done a voice on any computer game ever. That is mental to me.
No, I think that's ridiculous. I think that's a failure of the industry.
Did you ever play the 24 computer game on the PS2?
I did not play the 24 game, no.
It was fucking ace.
I haven't even seen 24.
Right, it was ace. It was an ace game. It really was. It just genuinely was. But the voice acting in it was other than the actual cast of 24, the voice acting in it of like goons and all that sort of thing, fucking woeful. And I remember watching that and thinking, or playing it and thinking, I could have done this so much better.
That's how I got started. Yeah, I listen to enough voice acting and wonder where they got them from.
Yeah.
When I could do it for free.
Just tell them that when you go in or when you send your tape.
I'll tell them...
When you send your tape off.
I'll speak with the Oddworld Inhabitants people.
Yeah.
And I'll say, look, I know this guy Ray.
Yeah.
He'll do it.
He'll do it. Perfect. That's all.
Yeah.
That's it.
He'll do it. I won't mention that you don't want paying.
No, not initially.
It's a nice trump card to play.
Yeah.
And you might blag a bit of money out of it. That's how I do it. Sometimes I win money by keeping my mouth shut. So we'll try it that way.
I'll say,
you'll do it.
Tell him I was on Doctor Who. Don't tell him it was like a really small part. Just say I was on it.
Yeah. So I'll just say you were on Doctor Who, and if they ask what you played, I will just say it's enough that he was in it.
Yeah, just go only the most popular episode. Just say that, and then go quiet.
That's good.
Right.
That's good.
Last
you should
question.
See his fucking entry in the Doctor Who encyclopedia. It's massive.
Yeah, it's spelt my name wrong in that. Right. Here we go for the last question. It's a biggie.
Yeah.
Why does everyone say they're going to sue you? Have you got lawsuits on at the moment?
I am in the process of a legal issue right now, yes. I can say the fact.
Yeah.
I'm currently being sued for initially $10 million, but now they want $15 million for libel, defamation, and injury as a result of things that I've said about video games on the internet. And this went public. I can say that I'm appalled that has happened.
Yeah.
And I can also say for the record, I'm very confident in the outcome of this current legal situation.
Are you allowed to say who it is that's suing you? Or not even necessarily a company name, but what they are? Are they devs or mods?
They are devs.
Right, okay.
I can say it's all publicly available. I'm being sued by a company called Digital Homicide.
Right.
Their games are available on Steam if you want to go play them.
Is this...
I have no fixed opinion on them right now.
Okay.
At least until this is done.
Yeah, you're not allowed an opinion at the moment. I've never played them, but I would say for me they sound shit, but I don't know if they are or not. I've never played them. And I'm the sort of person that just judges on a name. Are they the ones who you've done a row with on the internet where you had a conversation with them as well?
Yes.
That's them.
Yeah.
I listened to that about 3 weeks ago, I think it was. Now, again, I will preface this by saying, again, a lot of the time, I didn't have a clue what either of you were on about for a lot of it. I was just enjoying listening to a row, a heated row.
I think that's what most people were there for, yeah.
What I'd say as an independent to this, in fact, I'm not even saying it to you, Jim, at the moment. I'm going to say it to Nat. I was listening to a thing the other week. It was Jim Sterling was having this conversation with this either dev or mod, I think it was.
Yeah.
And basically, I very much, even though I didn't know what they were on about, it sounded like the dev was a bit aggressive.
Okay.
That's what I thought. And when there's a conversation between Jim Sterling and another person, and the other person sounds aggressive, you know that it's fucking... just fucking. Sorry, Jim, you can come back.
Didn't hear any of that and therefore can't have an opinion.
Nor would I wish you to state one.
Absolutely not.
Well, that's good luck with it. It's a day out, isn't it? If nothing else, if it does go to court.
Yeah, it'll be a trip to another state, yeah.
Or an hour out.
Yeah.
10 minutes
maybe
out.
Maybe a bit
10
more,
minutes out, isn't it?
It's out.
It
gets me off the throne. I don't have to piss through a sluice gate for a few days.
Is it also the ones that. Am I correct in. Actually, don't worry. I was going to say, am I correct in thinking that somebody who's suing you was crowdfunding to sue you?
Again, a report of the fact.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that the same
That's
one?
All right. Yeah.
Oh, fuck me. I feel for you, mate. I feel for you fucking having to deal with these fucking pricks. That's my opinion, not yours, but fuck me. People
Absolutely.
Have got too much time on their own zone. Well, look, best of luck with your pending court cases. If you do go jail, because you probably will have to go to jail if you lose it. If you do go to jail, Nat's just held up. She said she wants to ask you a question. If you do go to jail and are unable to fulfil your commitments, either on your podquisition stuff, or gymquisition stuff, rather, or your voiceover shit, then as a mate, I would happily step in and... do them jobs for you while you are in clink.
Right. Yeah, if I have to go to Sing Sing, if I have to go in the jail for being a naughty boy, then you'll be the first person I call.
Right. Well, you're not even allowed to... Bear in mind, you can only call one person anyway, because you're only allowed one phone call.
That's true.
But literally, as soon as you get to Rikers, you say to them, you go, right, I've got one phone call.
Yeah.
Call me. Get on the blower. Call me. I'll tech it from there. You get yourself in your cell. You know, get yourself settled down and that. Get used to not having a podium for a bit. Although I do imagine you strike me as the sort that would be kingpin of a jail quite quickly.
Well, I've been complimented on my Wilson Fisk impersonation, so I think I could do
that's
that.
That's not what I meant. I don't mean because you're a big bloke. I mean, I can imagine you as the kingpin of a jail. Definitely. Is it not worth just going jail for a bit?
This is not the first time I've had this conversation. I think it was. It's not the first time it's been concluded that I'd probably do all right in jail.
Just although, go jail, mate.
I probably should.
It's the 15 million that's the issue, isn't it? That's what the issue is.
Yeah, that's
million.
It. But then again, if I'm in the jail, then they can't expect me to pay 15 million. I'm just staying there till they forget.
Yeah, what are you going to get? How much are you going to get sewing mailbags? You're not going to get 15 million, mate.
Not in snouts.
Whatever happened to people just making their own money? Well, look, good luck in the jail if you go to the jail. And I promise, mate, I'll do that. Nat's been patiently waiting. She's got a question. Mm. Now, I would ask you, don't get your fucking hopes up on this, mate.
Why?
But she has a question. And yeah. I'm going to humour her and let her say it.
I just wanted to know if you think, sorry, Jim, that The Last of Us 2 is going to be announced at E3 this year.
Oh, Dina.
I just want to know what he thinks. If there's any going to be any big announcements there.
He's a reviewer.
Yeah.
I would say it's got a high likelihood of happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got a high likelihood of getting announced. I mean, it's all but confirmed, so E3 would be the place to show it.
Yeah. Do you go to E3?
Not anymore. Okay. I used to.
Not allowed anymore.
Okay.
But legal man.
Well, like Ray said earlier, I'm not much of a walker, and there's enough of walking. And
this is why
I don't like it. No, thank you.
This is why I'm telling you now.
I'm still not famous enough to just have them come to me.
Mate, so you're massively famous. You're massively famous online. You proper are famous. But here's the thing. And I know that by how many people I've seen call you a cunt. So I know how famous you are, right? That means you're definitely famous.
Yeah.
The way that people... Sometimes Jim will say kind things about my other podcast, so, you know, whatever. He'll say, oh, listen to the Parapod. And then I have to deal with, like, 100 people saying, well, I'm not listening to what that cunt tells me to listen to.
Oh. Well,
and I've got nothing to do with it. I'm just sat at home going, well, I had nothing to do with this.
You sound very nice, Jim, I think. I would not call you that. Can I ask, can you critique, on a scale of 1 to 10, how good was that question? Because you thought it was going to be rubbish. How was that question for you?
Yeah.
1 to 10?
Yeah.
I'll give you 7 on 10.
Brilliant.
It was good, but push yourself to do better.
That's okay. All right. She'll
take
that.
What would be a better question for me to ask?
Wait, this is not how you do an interview. Oh, okay. I do it in a jokey way. I will say, what is a good game?
You didn't think that was going
to
be
as a joke. But one of your questions in an interview can't be, what is a good question for me to ask you?
Well, because you probably thought I was going to ask something stupid. And actually, I think I nailed it with a strong 7 out of 10, though, on a question about gaming.
Right, well, here's my question back to you, Nat. What did your question mean?
You know, there's a big conference, isn't there?
What does your question mean? Don't look at him,
no,
look at me.
He's telling me to turn up.
What does your question mean?
Is there going to be an announcement? Hold on.
At what?
At the E3.
What's E3? What is E3?
Isn't it? It's like a gaming. Big game.
What happens in The Last of Us? What happens in that game?
Well, you have to find out in part 2, don't you? It's coming out.
What? So part 1 tells you nothing. Just part 2 is when you find out.
No, I think it's like zombie apocalypse-y thing, isn't it?
You think, or it is?
No, it is. It's a zombie thing.
And who are the protagonists in it?
I can't even name the characters of Game of
Thrones. Somebody else has written you a fucking question.
No, they haven't.
Yes, they have.
Listen, sorry, Jim. I watch Game of Thrones and I don't even remember the characters.
I don't think Jim's there.
So
I think Jim's gone.
I can't keep track of everyone's names. There's too many people, too many characters.
Jim, are you even still there?
Yeah. I was just intensely researching the answer to what is a good question so that I don't fall down the same hole I did with you earlier.
Well, I thought I'd done the best question. I thought the best question today was what is a good game?
It's good.
And the reason it was a good question is because nobody could answer
it. It's a good game. It's a good question. It stumped me. And, you know, that's the mark of a good question if you can trick the person you're interviewing unable to answer.
Yeah, make them just hesitate and pause as much as possible.
That's it. Then you can prove to everyone listening that you're better than them.
Yeah, totally.
And that their audience should just start listening to you.
Yeah. So I can actually go at the end of it. I can go, right, well, he may have swanned off to the big city and to the big, you know, across the sea, made something of himself, got all these millions of people watching him and making all this money and all that from doing computer games. But some of us remember when he was just writing fan mail. All right? Some of us remember that, okay? So you can be the big cocky I am with your sunglasses on. You can wave dildos about.
Do.
Oh, yeah, I know you do. You can wave dildos about.
Still
all
do
you like, mate.
Fan mail like a simpering little prick.
Do you know what I think has happened here, mate? I think this is a conflict of interest for your career. Because what has happened is you're doing an interview with someone who you look up to, yet your internet persona is one of being brash and looking down on people. And I think this has really muddied the waters, mate. And I wouldn't be surprised if you end up in jail because of it. I wouldn't be surprised, mate, if this is being played at your forthcoming court case right now, where people are just going, look at this halfwit from the northwest of England, can't even speak properly, northwest of England, wrapped him round his little finger, mate, by asking him what is a good game. He couldn't even answer that.
Yeah. People of the jury, how on earth could he be expected to criticise video games?
Totally. This will be brought out of the court. They'll say, he doesn't even know what a good game is, look. But what
the
I'll
sad
say,
thing is, you joke about it, but no. There's going to be some internet forum somewhere where they will take this as evidence that I shouldn't be allowed
can,
to review.
They can
video
take
games.
It as evidence, but what I will say now, in closing, and thank you very much for joining us. It's been a genuine pleasure speaking with you. It really, really has. And thank you on a personal level for all the support you've given us. What I will say in closing is, however, my question, what is a good game, was not a straightforward question. Because Jim did answer it. He answered it several times, and I said no. But what is a good game?
I think it's been covered now, though.
It's not, because he's not done the proper answer. The answer I was looking for was Empire Strikes Back on the Atari 2600.
Okay.
Ah!
He knows that now.
I
next
knew
time.
It.
And the reason it's a good game is because you can't complete it.
Right.
You just do the same thing over and over and over
well,
again.
That doesn't sound good. It sounds awful.
It ruined one of my Christmases.
Right.
But it's a good game because the art on the cartridge is really good.
Okay. That's cleared up then, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we've ended with you teaching me a thing or two.
Yeah. Get that and try and get E.T. as well. You won't get a working copy.
Oh, yeah. They recently dug up the landfill where they buried all of those.
I saw that. I was really excited. I really enjoyed that. I watched that documentary. It was really enjoyable. I really liked it.
It's a fascinating game, the whole story of it.
Yeah, I agree. And you, sir, are a fascinating gentleman, and long may you continue doing what you do. I'm sorry that you have to deal with irritants in your life, but what I would say is that would imply to me you are doing something correctly.
Well, thank you very much, sir. It's been an absolute pleasure as well. As you know, I'm a big fan of you and your podcast work over the years. So
and my muscles. And
a
my
real
muscles
treat
well.
For me. A what?
And my muscles as well. Are you a big fan of my muscles?
Oh, yeah. Your big muscles and your fast sports car that you drive.
Right, well, do a video about
fantastic.
That.
Fantastic.
To say today I've been reviewing Ray Peacock's muscles. And just basically, just get what footage you can of me, slow it down into slow motion, and just speak over it and say, the thing about these muscles is... And then just talk for an hour. There's a review I'd understand.
Understood. So I'll interview your internet.
Yeah.
I'll review your internet, yeah. And I'll interview your muscles.
Yeah. Ideally do that. And then, I don't know, do something about Doom. Whatever you're enjoying.
Yep.
All right, Jim. Take care, man.
Thank you.
I'll speak to
you
soon.
A good one.
Draw.
Yeah, bye.
Jim Sterling. He's living it up, isn't he?
Ray Peacock on FUBAR Radio.
Can we get rid of this fucking Stats Beach Ball, please?
Well, can I just say that that was mental as anything, live it up for Rob, who requested that on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I would give that a full 10.
I'd give it a 10.
Okay, good song, very evocative. Very, very good choice.
It's evocative, isn't it?
Why would they be called Mental as Anything? That's an unusual name for a band, isn't it?
Probably because they know you, and they were thinking about you when they came up with the band name.
We're
going to do this Kiss or what?
No, I'm going to read out some tweets. Julie Kay, this has given away the Steps Beach Ball.
I feel like we should have a kiss.
She says, put it on eBay and buy some sweets with money. Or add value by saying there may be some of their breath still in it or some dried saliva on the blow bit.
I'm not sure it's ever been blown up, that beach ball.
No, I don't think it has.
Certainly not by Steps. Always got the impression that they didn't have much wind in them.
Wind?
Yeah, like, so they wouldn't have much puff to them.
Maybe. They did quite a lot of dancing, though.
They did do a lot of dancing, but I don't feel like Steps had a lot of puff to them.
Maybe Steps didn't have a lot of puff to them.
Yeah. That's just the feeling I get from Steps. The feeling I always got from Steps is that they're... seem perfect. I've worked with them recently. Well, not recently. It was a while ago now.
But all
it,
of them?
No, it was only three of them I've worked with. I've worked with Lee, because I know his ex-girlfriend, which is Pooja Shah, who used to be one of the Ferreras in EastEnders.
Oh, yeah.
She went out with Lee for a bit when he was doing his solo band, The Latch. And he's known as The Latch to his nearest and dearest. But
great.
Lovely lad.
Great.
I worked with Claire, lovely lass, and Faye, who I didn't really talk to, so I couldn't really get a gauge of her, but she seemed like she was fine.
Maybe the other two. Maybe H and...
Nob and the other one. I've got
maybe they had a lot of puff in them.
Nob and Faye, I've got no idea.
You don't know what their puff's like?
Really? You're going to go with that? You're really going to go with that, Nat?
Why?
Is that really where you're going with this?
The puff.
The H has had a lot of puff in him. Is that what you're going to go for, is it?
Well, it's just breath, isn't it?
That's really what you're going to go with.
I don't get it.
Mate, that's fine. If you want to go with that, I'm not going to say
you
anything
said
to
puff.
That. I meant, like, breath.
You might be the puff daddy. I don't know.
Yep.
Dave Bird has said, have it for my dinner, the beach ball.
I'd want a video of him eating it.
We'd want to see that. Robin Louise Howell says, I think it belongs to Simon Fielder, if memory serves me correctly. Simon Fielder
that
says...
That sounds about right.
Simon Fielder said...
That's Fielder said, isn't
a it? Painful lesson for anyone thinking of getting Ellie Taylor a heartfelt gift.
Me and Fielder did a gig in Brussels recently together.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
I had a nice time.
Yeah, it's really
nice. Although he was getting a bit impatient, because I was going to all these vinyl record shops. And he was saying, oh, we need to go and get the Eurostar. And I was like, we've got our fucking ages, mate.
Yeah.
And then he was getting a bit impatient. I dragged him around a toy museum as well.
Like that.
Didn't really like that.
Well, Ellie Taylor
says... What did Ellie say?
I've never seen this before in my life. Who are you?
Oh.
So, that happens.
This is what's happened to a lot of the ex-Fubar lot, this. This is what you... This is... I hold Fubar responsible for this.
What?
All these people just falling out with each other now. People that used to be thick as thieves with each other and now they're just not... They're all falling out with each other.
Robin says, I was going to ask for it, but this reason is much better than mine. Give it to Stevie, I say. This was Laura who wanted for the Best of the Bridesmaid.
This is so... Again, I will agree to... Right, I will absolutely agree to the Bridesmaid one, but I want the guarantee that it's inflated, held in our hands for the entire wedding.
Martin says, Pete Waterman lives near me, could lob it into his garden.
Perfect.
But you have to film that as well, obviously. There still needs to be some evidence.
But then he won't be able to do that. We won't be able to show it, because then that would give away Pete Waterman's house, even though I can tell you exactly where it is, because I used to live near him as well.
Okay. Craig Metcalf says, I could use it to pretend I had been to the beach with them and ignore my chronic agoraphobia and depression in the dark.
Very clever. Went for the sympathy vote.
See, yeah, but that's kind of...
But the thing is, right, I think it sounds like it'd be wasted on him. Because he'd just be all sad about it all the time.
Oh, really? So just wasted. Be a reminder that he hasn't gone to...
Yeah, just
beach.
Wasted on your mate.
Julie says...
If anything, that would exacerbate your symptoms.
Well, Julie said, are you setting me up now to say, now that would be a tragedy? Because that was one of the hits, Beach Boys. The Beach Boys? The Bee Gees. The Bee Gees did it first, didn't they?
What are you on about?
Tragedy, you know.
No, but what are you on about a lot of the time?
Oh, I don't know. Rob says, in the theatre, Rob out of reverie says, in the theatre...
Can I just check? Are you just reading out all of Twitter now? Has this gone away from the Steps thing and now you're just carrying on reading all of your timeline?
No, in the theatre, we use beach balls as fake pregnant belly bumps and it'd be proper awesome if we use that. Plus, we popped the last one and we need a new one. That's quite good, isn't it?
By the way, we can't speak for whether this is actually punctured or not. It might be punctured already.
Should we have a blow?
No.
Brad says, probably let my cat pierce it with his claws and maybe it'll act as a voodoo ball and H will get a sore ankle.
No, just to waste that.
Oh, right.
And also H isn't even involved in this. It's somebody called Nob.
So, yeah.
Assigned it.
So we don't want the cat to pierce it. It's valuable.
I'm going with the wedding one at the moment, but she absolutely has to hold it for the whole wedding.
Okay.
That's and that is non-negotiable.
So it's the wedding. I like the wedding one as well.
The wedding one I will agree to, but on it honestly got to hold it all the way through the wedding. And she's got to be, in every single wedding photo, she's got to be holding a Step-signed beach ball.
Okay.
Got to. Otherwise, that's a waste. Otherwise, I'll just take it home and have it in my garden.
Okay, fine. Well, that's... We need some proof of that. Maybe we should tweet her and ask her.
If we get any more,
yeah, I'll let you know. But maybe we should just say to ask Laura, would you be prepared? Would your friend be prepared to... essentially use it as a bouquet for the whole wedding?
I mean, it doesn't matter, does it not? It doesn't matter if somebody agrees to it or not. She's just got to agree to it.
Right, okay. Do you want to puff it up? I think we should try it. Because, just to see that it kind of works.
There you go.
I reckon I could do
this. Why have you got just a picture of me on your...
Oh, I don't know, actually, you just popped up.
Is that your screensaver?
Paranatti. Paranatti. Woo!
It's in the Parapod.
What's Natty? I mean,
Paranatti, it's like an Illuminati thing. Here we go. Will's come in with a camera to watch Nat doing a blow job. I can't even believe I went for that.
Gotta put a song
on.
Right.
Gotta put a song on.
Doesn't work.
Stupidest fucking radio show anybody has ever done ever.
Let's get fucked up and die. I'm speaking figuratively, of course, like the last time that I committed suicide. Social suicide. Yeah, so I'm already dead. On the inside, but I can still pretend with my memories and photographs I've learned to love the lie. I wanna know what it's like to be awkward and innocent, not belligerent. I wanna know how it feels to be useful and pertinent and have common sense. I'm riding hard on the last lines of every lie, and the BMX bike of my life is about to explode. I'm about to explode. I'm a mess, I'm a wreck.
Stop doing it, so excitable.
I am perfect and I have learned to accept all my problems and shortcomings, cause I'm so visceral.
Peacock on FUBAR Radio.
Spanish now.
Is that?
Yep. That's a. Let's Get Fucked Up.
It's called Ig Fuad by Silent Mark.
No, L. L.
Isn't that
not Ig? It's L. Let's Get Fucked.
Okay.
See?
That was for Silent Mark.
Yeah, I liked it.
I liked that too. I don't know anything about the Motion City soundtrack.
I'm going to slam in a 9, mate.
Are they actually a band called Motion City Soundtrack?
I don't know.
Blink 182.
Why would I know?
I'll give that a 6.
It was sort of ruined though, wasn't it, by you puffing and sucking and all that sort of business.
Well, I don't...
You don't what? Why are you looking to see if your mic's up now? Yeah, of course it's up.
Sorry, that's the stupidest thing.
Why are you just checking to see if your mic was up?
The stupidest things I've ever done. Yeah, that was probably it, wasn't it? I mean, I don't know why you need to have that. I can't blow up a beach ball.
Should we kiss?
Well, I'm out of puff.
Should we kiss now?
No, I'm out of puff.
Why won't you kiss me? You kissed me before. You wanted to kiss me before.
I didn't want to kiss you before.
You fucking did it in front of all witnesses now.
Oh, flies just came undone then.
Look at you taking your trousers off.
I think we've got a guest that we should talk
to. I've texted my message and I've said to her, I told her, I said, look, I'm getting Nat to kiss me.
What did she say?
Ha ha ha, that's fine.
Did she say that?
Yep, no problem at all. Yeah, I'll show you. Okay. She said, thanks for letting me know, she said.
Apparently I look like I'm going to faint, so I think I should just have a little sit down, get my breath back before there's any more kissing talk. And we have a guest on the line, don't we?
We'll get to James in a second.
Okay.
Ha ha, thank you for telling me, smiley face. With a tongue out as well.
Oh.
Smiley face with a tongue out. So it sounds like, that to me sounds like she wants me to kiss you.
Right, okay. Well, why don't we ask?
And then go home with all your lips on me. And then she'd probably kiss me.
Oh,
it's weird. Hans, you there?
Hey, man.
Hello, sir, how are you?
I'm good. I just noticed there's like a 3-second delay.
Oh, honestly, it's been the story of this entire fucking show today.
Has it?
Because I interviewed Jim Sterling before you.
Yes.
That was also a 3-second delay all the way through it.
Is he in the States?
He is in the States. Did he say Mississippi, did he say?
I think so.
I don't know. I might have just remembered somewhere from America. I don't know if he necessarily is in Mississippi. Indianapolis, I've just been told I'm here, so not Mississippi.
Ooh.
So, James Hance, here he is now.
Yes, mate.
On the radio with me. Nice boy, James Hance. My favourite artist. Absolutely my favourite artist.
You're just saying that because I'm on the radio.
No, but I've told you that before. And also,
yeah,
I like how we've never met in real life, but I like how we crossed paths. I like it as a thing.
I like it as well.
Do you want to say what
it's kind
happened?
Of unbelievable, really, isn't it?
Is it unbelievable?
You've got the radio voice, I sound like it. It's weird, isn't it? It's weird, but it's good.
A little
bit.
Yeah,
you know, small world and all that.
Right.
Yeah.
You tell your half the story, I'll tell my half.
They're going to be completely different, you know?
Okay, shall I tell my half first then?
All right. Well, it was a ladies' prison, and we were both in disguise.
Right.
So that's not a real beard.
My half is.
Wow.
My half is. About, I reckon, 6 or 7 years ago, maybe, something like that. It pains me to say I've got no clue where I discovered your stuff, but discover it I did.
Yeah.
And I bought some art of James Hance, not originals, just prints, of the Meep, it was called, which is Beaker from the Muppets as the Scream.
Yes.
And another one called Itty's Eye, which is just a portrait of Grover as Super Grover.
Yeah.
Right? Bought these two prints. Got them all framed up, had them on my walls. Job as a good one, all right? That's the beginning of my story.
Okay.
That's your job done.
Yeah. James?
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, no, you tell your story now.
Me now.
Yes, you now. You're now.
All right, it was Richard Herring's podcast, his Leicester Square Theatre podcast, and I'd been listening. This is, sounds like one of those R-Tunes, Simon Bates things, isn't it? I'd be listening for a while, and then old Ray Peacock pops up.
Oh, so you mean you'd listen to other episodes?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd subscribed since the beginning, I think.
I'm not sure and I like that.
You don't like it?
Well, all right,
Oh, mate.
Go on, it's fine. You can like other people.
I don't like them. I just waited until, you know. But, yeah, then your one popped up, and... very good. John was... 17 years old.
You tell your That's story.
Weird. No, I can't now because the scene.
Tell it.
I just emotional. PE teachers and weird stuff like that.
So you watch Richard Herring's Leicester Square
Things
Theatre
were going
podcast.
Well, and yeah. I was gardening one day and I fell to the floor.
And then what happened?
And then it was Ray Peacock on there, and chatting away.
Yeah.
And I thought, this guy's really funny, and he laughs just like Ernie from Sesame Street. I get along with this guy, and Richard had that little disclaimer at the beginning that said, you know, it's quite a emotionally intense episode.
Yeah.
So I thought, all right, and it popped up, and I thought, once it was done, I thought, I've got to get on Twitter and say thanks for this to both of them. So I did.
Oh,
and I tweeted you both in, yeah. And then you said, dude, in massive, very rude uppercase letters.
Yeah, I do that.
I have your art on my walls. Yeah. And I thought, I think you might have the wrong person. But you didn't, did you?
No, it's mad. Like, I honestly think, when I saw your name, I was like, what, God, what if that's that bloke? If that's that art bloke? And then I clicked on it, and it was you, because I don't follow anyone on Twitter. So it was that thing of like, I was like, checked it was you, and it was like, fuck, that is so weird.
It was weird.
But it's not. Awesome. It's not that weird.
It's not.
So turn that music off.
It's kind of. yeah. Because I'm not that big, you know, really. So it's kind of really cool to be the other side of the planet and still have that little connection. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, but nor am I. And here's the thing: is that I assumed you were. Like, I thought you were like massive artist, and you
should have said I was.
Yeah, but you say you're not big though, man. But you've like got you make a living out of it, eh?
Well, I've got more than one pair of trainers. That's what I'm saying.
Not many artists can say that.
That's true.
That is totally true.
Matching.
So,
yeah.
The art you do.
Hmm.
How I know how I describe it. How would you describe it?
I guess pop culture mashup is kind of a little bit overdone these days, isn't it? But there's a lot of that, and there's I like my Doctor Who and my Star Wars stuff. The Wookiee, the Chew, Winnie the Pooh and Star Wars thing really took off a few years back, so I've just been going with that, man. It's been going really well. I'm pretty explored with
the Wookiee the Chew stuff. So excuse me, so to give a vague overall idea. Like, one of your favourite paintings that you did, for me, is when you have Indiana Jones holding the chin. It's basically a shot from the film where he's...
just the chin.
Yeah, it's just a chin in his hand.
Just the lower jaw.
Well, the actual picture is with Marion from Raiders of the Lost Ark. That's the actual original picture.
Okay.
And James has painted...
Oh, is it Willie Scott? Was that the...
Oh, was it? Yeah, it would be. Well, yes, of course it would be Willie, yeah.
Yeah. God.
I know, I apologise. Honestly, this is the second show I've done today. I'm knackered. I won't remember any of this.
Oh, mate.
But it's now Princess Leia. So James has painted Princess Leia.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful because it is Han Solo and Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Same man. But he's dressed as Indiana Jones, but he's courting Princess Leia. It's a really beautiful picture.
Can I find this online?
Yeah, of course you can, yeah.
Have a look.
Yeah.
Thanks, mate.
Little tip for you. If you just screen grab it, you can have it for free.
hey, come on.
And I always buy your stuff in the end as well, you know.
You do. Through donation money from the Parapod, right?
Yeah. I refunded you, didn't I? So
he did, you bugger.
He did, yeah. James basically donated to the Parapod.
Yeah.
Okay. And I wasn't having
a
little
charity work.
Wasn't having that at all, right? Because he's done work for us as well. I showed you the illustration he's done for the mugs. There we go. Isn't it gorgeous?
It's lovely. Yeah, it's very nice.
You shouldn't call yourselves the mugs.
We're just looking at your picture. Those mugs look amazing, by the way. I'll be sending you one. But because James had done work for Nowt, really, I wasn't going to accept his donation. No. He wouldn't accept me refunding the donation, so I just bought a load of his art with his money.
Okay, so that's...
So I'll give it...
I knew he wouldn't.
Which, by the way, has not arrived.
You can talk to Ben about that. He sorts the prints.
I don't know who Ben is, mate.
Ben?
Who's this Ben bloke you're suddenly talking about?
I made him up.
Yeah. I bought Barry a present in there out of technically Barry's own money. He doesn't know I bought it for him. So, the Wookiee the Chew thing, though. So, Wookiee the Chew is basically is James's version of Winnie the Pooh with Star Wars characters.
Okay.
Really beautiful. Now, I'm a big Star Wars fan, not a fan of the Winnie the Pooh at all. Don't care for it, not bothered about it, like all the rest of it. But I bought Wookiee the Chew when it first came out, the book. Because I was really taken with the idea of it, and that seems to be like, it's certainly when you're on your Twitter and stuff, that's the stuff you're painting the most, or drawing rather, the most.
Yeah.
Is Wookiee the Chew stuff that you're doing pretty much every day. And I watched you draw one the other night. It was just made me feel bad about myself, man.
That's what I tried to do.
Honestly, it made me feel like such a shit drawer. It really did.
Oh yeah, but You're good with the talking. I'm rubbish. People will be listening to this and, oh, that's why he draws.
No one's listening to it. But yeah. Don't worry. Don't worry about that. No, but it was incredible to watch. And because it was that thing of I was watching you and I was going, well, I could do that. I could do that. I could do that. Every stroke you did. And then I was like, I just couldn't do them in that order. I just couldn't. Yeah, yeah. Couldn't do them in the right place. At the moment, if you just hear Nat making noises, he's just looking at all your
arts. I really like the Bram Stoker's Dracula one because I did like that film.
Well, then buy it then.
I might do. Shocking.
Oh, the Count from Sesame Street, right?
Let's have a look.
Gary Oldman, Winona Ryder.
I'm not sure.
Oh, that one, right? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, she's going to buy
it
now.
It's good.
It's a tenner, so I'm going to have that. Yeah. Right. Well, buy it now then.
Well, I don't have my credit card.
Yeah, come on.
You don't need your credit card.
Yeah.
PayPal it. Come on.
I don't have PayPal.
You don't have PayPal. What are you? Fucking homeless?
I don't think I do.
Of course you have PayPal.
I don't know my login.
So, I'm actually going to turn her mic off. Okay, so the Wookiee the Chew stuff. Now, I've often wondered with you, what's the legal standing on that? Where do you stand with that? Because surely they're owned things, aren't they?
Well, yeah, there used to be two completely independently owned properties, wasn't there? There was like Disney and then Lucasfilm.
Yeah.
Or even like the original sketches. But, you know, since the merger, they're a lot closer now. So, but I actually heard from Lucasfilm probably about 4 years ago. And they said, hey, you know, we're interested in Wookiee the Chew. Tell us a little bit more about it. So instantly I thought, oh, no, I'm busted. This is it. But they were really cool.
We're interested in this. Tell us about it.
Yeah. Exactly.
And tell us your address while you're at it.
Oh, God. But, yeah, they were really cool about it. And they said, we've got a few prints on the office walls. I was like, are you kidding me? That's insane.
That's really cool.
But they've been really good. Yeah, that they've sort of been helpful and sort of left me to it, really. But now that they've merged, I'm kind of wondering if we can do anything together, you know. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. You don't want them to get to a point where they go, right, we either have it on our terms or you stop doing it.
Yeah, that's the thing. So, yeah, because it would be completely theirs, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's that. But I also like the rate you're turning them over at the moment, that won't matter anyway because you'd have long retired.
Don't say it like that.
You'd have long retired,
so
mate.
Bad.
It's millions of them,
you're
mate.
Chugging them, mate.
No, it's really cool, though. Again, I was speaking to Sterling about this earlier on. It's just this idea. I'm totally into it. I'm totally into it at the moment. This idea of being self-sustaining and autonomous with stuff and just being able to make a living off doing something that you love doing.
I honestly, every day I consider myself really lucky, and I'm so convinced I'm going to wake up and it'll be over, and I'll be working at a pet shop or something. Because, you know, what artists make a living doing what they want to do?
Full stop. What artists make a living?
Ridiculous.
But
exactly. Yeah.
You're not lucky. It's not. You're definitely not lucky because it's not like you just did one painting, whacked it on the internet, loads of people bought it, and you could retire on that. It's not that. You've worked at it, and you continue to work, so it's not, luck doesn't come into it. Definitely not.
Yeah, thanks, man. I think as long as I continue to enjoy what I do, and other people do too, then I'm really happy with what I'm doing, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's all anyone wants to do, really, isn't it? Yeah.
My other, it should be all that anyone wants to do, is what I would say.
Yeah.
So, often people don't really know what they were. Yeah, they do murder because they think they want to do that.
They do murders.
Yeah.
Remember when we killed that man?
We didn't kill it. It was breathing when I left.
He was eating when you did.
The other thing that you do as well, which is slightly less artistically credible.
Oh, mate.
Borderline. Well, not even borderline. Really worrying. Like, hang on a second.
Oh, no.
Nat, you don't have to keep showing me pictures that James Hansen's done. I've seen them all already.
It's labyrinth.
I know, but you don't have to keep showing them to me because I've seen them.
I was just going to get some.
I've bought most of them.
Have you got the labyrinth one?
I've not got the labyrinth one.
Okay, well, there we go.
No.
Right.
What the fuck? What do you want me to do?
Get the labyrinth one.
I don't want the labyrinth one. I think it's rubbish.
I
think you've got his nose all wrong.
What's that one?
What one?
That's Nicolas Cage. But it is Nicolas Cage. Film is.
Well, you mustn't have seen it. It's the kick-ass one.
Oh, I have seen
Big Daddy, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, where we got distracted there is, James, of late, I've been worried about you because...
Come on.
You keep on Twitter...
It's the Obi-Wan thing, isn't it?
Yeah, you keep dressing up as Obi-Wan Kenobi and doing little films. Now, I'm not...
I like it.
No, I can see you like it, mate. I can absolutely see that you like it, and no one's ever going to criticise you for enjoying yourself home alone, dressing up as a character from the 70s film. But, particularly not with that amount of talcum powder in your beard.
Baby powder.
What? No matter what it is. Right?
It's what it says on the thing. Leave me alone.
What are you doing? What...
I don't know, man. You said you wouldn't talk about the Obi-Wan.
But why? Well, should we talk about the other thing that I said I would talk about?
No.
Should we talk about that? Shall we?
No, thank you. Hey, what did you do with the step speech ball?
Listen to this. Never mind the step speech ball, mate. I've been playing. I was telling Jim, earlier on. I've been playing Uncharted 4 recently. Loved it. Really, really enjoyed it. Problem with it was,
you always do this.
Kind of got spoiled for me. Because one of the people on Twitter, right, did a screen grab of late on in the game, which gave a lot away.
Got another call coming in.
Have you? I don't know. I don't know how that person feels about that. The fact that they spoiled a game for me.
I was so careful to screen grab it without any subtitles.
You weren't very careful, were you?
Because I know, man.
Included characters in it.
That, yeah. I deleted it. So.
Just so you know. Why did you delete it?
Honestly, it wasn't until you said that I'd realised.
But when I said too late, I'm a little bit distracted again, James, at the moment, because Nat at the moment is salivating over your pictures.
I'm not.
Pictures of you.
No, there's
are you on his Facebook or something? What are you doing?
No, I just Googled him and there's a lot of his artwork, but I didn't know what he looked like.
No. So we can't run a fucking radio show like this.
But I'm not speaking. You
look like Obi-Wan Kenobi with talcum powder all over his face.
It's meant she stalks the guests live on air.
I'm not.
Do it when you go home.
I'm not doing that. It's just you mentioned I wanted to see what he looked like after you talked about the talcum powder thing. I was like, okay, I don't know what he looks like. I know what his arms
like. That sounds weird.
No, she basically heard the word beard and thought, I fucking love beards. I'm going to go. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
I don't.
Everyone you fancy has got a beard.
Got
me, Nick Helm, James Hans, fucking everyone. Brian Blessed, all these people.
Nick Cage in Con Air. Yeah,
Nicolas Cage in Con Air.
Very true.
Father Christmas, Jesus, God. All these people that you masturbate over.
Bellamy for the win.
Rude.
Right, so.
Yeah, rude.
David Bellamy?
Well, I'm trying to get James Hans to apologise.
Oh, okay, sorry. I mean,
for what?
For ruining Uncharted 4 for me.
I didn't mean it, and as soon as you pointed it out, I realised, and I deleted the picture.
Oh, sorry. What?
You've done weird stuff.
And then what happened? Did I then go back in time?
No, but I had the ability to remove it.
Deleting the picture, did that erase it from my memory?
Damage control.
Right, damage control for other people.
I had a lot of baby powder on my face.
Right, fine. Yeah. Now, why did you dress up as things?
Oh,
I like it.
But why do you like it? What is it you like about it?
You said you wouldn't do this.
I'm asking you genuinely. Why did you dress up as people?
Well, honestly, if I wasn't making little stupid videos for Twitter, I wouldn't do it. I don't do it.
I don't believe you.
And then the internet came along and was like, I can share these now.
I don't believe you.
No, I didn't do that.
I don't believe you.
It's promotional. Promotional.
Nonsense. Do you know why I don't believe you? The reason I don't believe you is a question, right? A one-sentence question.
Oh.
Then why do you have them in the house?
You've got a Gamorrean guard head, you big freak.
Not that I can put on.
You would, if you could.
No, but I can't. It's a statue.
You put your Ghostbusters stuff on.
I put Ghostbusters stuff on that was bought and utilised for promotional purposes.
Oh, a bit of backpedaling. You've worn that before the promotional picture.
Do you know
and
what?
You've worn it since.
Do you know what?
You would.
I put it on to try it on, as in to make sure it fits.
Mm-hmm. Left it on.
No, I didn't. I then wore it to go to the haunted house, and I've never worn it since. Not once. Not even put
you
a
should.
Leg in it,
They're
mate.
They're so comfortable. Everyone looks good in a flight suit, mate.
I'm not.
Get a black one.
I'm not saying that's not the case. What I'm saying is that you were using it as an example, and I've not done what you were accusing me of. But I have seen you walking around your beautiful home with baby powder all over your face. Talking like Obi-Wan Kenobi. Like, I mean, for hours on end. For hours. Hours.
I could be doing it outside.
You could be doing it outside. See? I'm not... No one's saying they're not funny. No one's saying they're not good. I'm just wondering why you do it.
Where did you get ours from?
What other costumes have you got in your house that you wear?
Loads.
What?
No, because if I say stuff, then it's gonna be weirder.
Why is it going to be weirder? Well, then that implies you have something to hide, surely.
Yes.
Right, what costumes have you got?
I don't know, man.
To dress up as a slave girl later.
All the stuff in the background. I tell you what, you can't breathe in that Cantina Band face thing.
Is that a mask? Is that actually a mask?
It is. The whole thing, you can wear it, but you can't breathe in it. I thought this. I put it on, and I thought, this is how I'm going to go. It's going to be like the politician with the bag on his head with the orange.
Mate, your art would soar. It would soar.
I was
in price.
Just thinking, can you edit this bit out, and I'll do a Biggie Smalls thing.
What, you'll get your dog?
We can split it. Yeah.
We're just saying
I just
that
keep releasing
died.
And painting it. Yeah, I keep releasing the painting every 6 months.
All right.
And more police evidence.
How about we say
on the floor with it.
We'll put on the FUBAR Twitter that James Hans died immediately after this interview. From autoerotic asphyxiation from whilst wearing a figurine dog mask.
Traces of baby powder around his nostrils.
That's absolutely perfect. That's perfect. So what's the plan, dude? What's your plan for the future?
I'm just going to keep on, man. I'm really, really enjoying what I'm doing. I'm going to do another book and then another one. So a little trilogy of those, I think, would be really cool.
Nice. Have you written them?
I've written two-thirds of the next one.
Okay.
And then in 20 years, I'll do special editions of them and insert loads of rubbish. No one
likes. Nice. Well, I've got a Wookiee the Chew special edition, technically, because you can't get my copy anymore.
You got the first one, didn't you?
Yeah, I've got two.
Yeah, I'm really impressed. I don't think I have one of those.
I said to you, I've got two copies of it. I bought two. So I've got a spare copy if you want it.
I might have to nab one, mate.
Yeah, you can have it. I'll send it with your mug.
We're still mates then, even after the
Mate, nobody is falling out with anyone over this. I'm just saying. It's very hard for me, James, being on the other side of the world and seeing that happening and knowing I'm powerless.
You always do this.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Always. Yeah.
I just think...
You know what I can't find?
What?
I can't find the Obi-Wan Hot Toys figure anywhere.
I've got one of them, mate.
I know.
I've got one.
Is it because you're a little bit famous?
I reposed it the other day, in fact. No, I buy all my shit.
eBay.
Why can't... No, but I paid full work for that. Why can't you find it?
I just can't find it anywhere.
It's been reissued.
Anywhere. Is it the same one?
Yeah, it's reissued. So I think it's coming out again in June, I believe it is. June or July. So that's the...
Oh, all right.
Obi-Wan and Han and Chewie. But you'd have to get them on pre-order. So I'm sure you'd be able to pre-order it, man.
You know what? I feel like if you had the Obi-Wan gear flapping around your house...
Yeah.
You'd be wearing it all the time. Try it once, man.
I wouldn't, but I've already told you the film I want to make, but it would require me to get a costume of Luke Skywalker's costume in the latest film.
yes.
And I've not bought it, so I just won't. I don't like dressing up.
I feel like we're at that point in our lives where that's the Luke we could almost feasibly play.
I could fucking totally play Luke Skywalker now.
Put a little bit of tinfoil around one of your hands.
Yeah.
You know, sort of like, cut the blood off to that hand for a bit.
Yeah.
Just a bit. And fast that hand, that specific hand.
I could totally play Skywalker. So, heaven forbid if Hamill doesn't survive this trilogy. Right.
Of course he will.
Do you know what I was thinking the day? As a Star Wars fan, listen to this as an idea. It just occurred to me the other day. Listen to this. Right, you ready? So, Force Awakens, you've seen, I presume, enjoyed.
Of course.
Yep. Imagine this.
I loved it,
Do you remember when Harrison Ford had his plane crash?
Yeah.
Imagine if he died in that plane crash.
And that's a replacement?
No, and then The Force Awakens came out.
Oh, mate, no, that's awful.
I know, imagine that, though. But that could have really happened. That could genuinely have really happened. He was in a plane crash.
We've seen him do the promos and things.
He what?
We've seen him do the promos and things. He was in London and...
I'm not saying it's a conspiracy theory. I'm not saying that he's actually dead. I'm saying, imagine in an alternate universe,
I'm with you. All right.
If he had died in that crash, imagine how The Force Awakens would have felt with, spoiler alert, Han Solo being killed in The Force Awakens. Imagine how that would have felt.
It felt, you know, when nobody knew what the situation was, and he was in hospital, and his son tweeted that, you know, confirmed that it happened.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people felt that way. Like, oh God, it's weird.
Yeah,
you know, it's going to be so strange going to see that movie now.
Yeah. And then we didn't know that stage that he died in it. So imagine that.
Yeah.
How weird is that? And
can you
this.
Edit the bit where I thought that you thought that he'd died, and it was a Paul McCartney thing? Can we?
No.
No, no, we can't.
Absolutely
can't
not. No, no, it's all staying in, mate.
Right, right.
What?
Do we do this?
I have no power on the edit. I have no power on the edit of this.
Mm-hmm.
I was so cool up to that point. Mate, you're still super cool.
Oh, shit.
Right, the other thing as well that happened, when Harrison Ford had that crash, I found I heard it on the radio. I was heading back from Reading to my house, right, late at night. Yeah. It came as a news flash on the radio, and I thought it was going to say he was dead. They said, we're getting reports that Harrison Ford, I was like, oh, fuck. But then it said, it's been in a crash, but he's all right. When I got home that night, my Hot Toys Indiana Jones had just fallen forward.
Mate.
Honest to God.
Really?
Honestly. Honestly. How weird is that?
Oh. I don't know if it is weird, though. If Barry had said that to you on the PowerPod, you'd have said that was a load of rubbish.
Well, no. No, it did happen. It happened.
Well, what else had fallen forward?
No, that was it. Just that. At the time, it was on a diorama of the map room. Just falling forward.
You've got a diorama of the map room?
Yeah, I don't have it out anymore. It's in the garage.
Did you make it?
Nope. Bought it.
Oh, see, if you'd made it, then I'd have gone, oh, you make dioramas and map rooms, and all I do is cover myself in paper towel.
Yeah, you haven't got that on me, mate. Bought it.
Didn't work, did it?
Forbidden Planet work. London. Right.
Forget
well,
it.
We're out of time. I'm going to go home. It's been thoroughly enjoyable, man. Thank you so much. And by the way, so it's jameshands.com, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
I can't encourage people enough to go and look on that site. And but you might want to like disable your PayPal before you do it, because do you know what I mean, though? It's one of them where you could clear you out. It could clear you out in an afternoon. Because you're like, I'll just buy
that's
that.
That's a huge compliment.
Oh, I'll
I
get that as well.
Right?
I'll buy that one as well. I'll buy that one as well. It's just all stunning, man. And, you know, and please carry on doing it, because I can't wait to see what else you do. Because I'll probably
buy it.
Thank
you, brother. I appreciate that very much.
I'll buy it unless you want to just give
it to
me.
That's really kind, man. Well, after this, I don't know if I'll be giving anybody anything.
Fine. I don't care.
No, you're fine.
I've got your art for the Parapod merch, mate. I don't need you anymore. I've got you. I've taken your soul. It looks stunning. I'll be sending it to
Darren
you.
Darren Brown after me now as well.
Yeah. Yeah, you drew.
That was a pleasure,
you?
Man.
Thank you very much, man. James Hands. Always a pleasure.
Bye,
see you in a bit.
Bye
bye.
See you guys. Bye.
Determined, yeah, you better believe it.
Ray Peacock on FUBAR Radio.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help.
I did this as a joke. I basically went from that.
That was called Fucking Determined, and that was for John.
Yeah, well done, John.
At Impact 93.
Didn't listen to enough of it, but I'm going to give it a 6.
Petula Clark, Downtown. 10. What's she talking about? Stuart Lewis, excellent choice. Why?
Painful.
No, that was lovely. Even
just
Will
boring,
came in for a little
painful.
Sing. I don't agree with that.
Come on, come and get this mic.
I don't...
No, you can't say I don't want to, because then it sounds like genuine
all
sexual
right.
harassment.
Get this one.
Right. Guest
I think Will should
one.
Be. I'm going to just like...
Will can be here. Can be here if he wants. Wants what? He's watching through a window. What's he doing? Oh, he's got the webcam on.
I feel like Will should be involved in this. Why, like, you and Will could kiss, maybe?
No, that's not what's going on. At the moment, you sexually assaulted me.
I didn't
me.
Sexually assault you.
You did. You did it in the other room. He's pushing you. He's saying you'll come over here. Why are you sat on the chair?
I don't know.
Come on. It,
I've
come
got
on
to go there. To this mic.
Yeah, because it's on that. He's doing it on there. Right, here we go. Come on.
There's no need to do this. This is radio, so it's this doesn't have to be on camera.
Why are you making this out like it's me that wants to do the kissing?
It is.
At the moment what
you're
happened
asking
is,
me, I'm
it's
not
in
asking
the other
you.
Room. No. You kissed me.
But that's
true
not,
or false?
That's not strictly
true or false.
Like one kiss like
yeah, no, that's not my point. Did you kiss me or not?
Yeah, but not unprompted, can I just say?
On my mouth. Did you put your lips onto my lips in the other room?
Yeah.
Right. Did I put my lips onto your lips?
No.
No, right. So I make it out.
You're making
like
it out like
me.
You walked in the room and I just couldn't control myself.
Why do all
kiss
my
you?
Kisses start with a row?
No, because...
This is every
you
club
came
I've
up
ever
in
been
my in. Face, on my desk, over
I didn't
me.
Come
and was
up
like,
your face. No, I didn't. I'll show you what I did. I'll show you what I did, right? Come here. Mm. Come here. Be a bit smaller. Right, not that small. okay, come in, just come in. I did this, I went like that. I went like that. I was there.
Yeah.
And you fucking jumped in with
I didn't jump on you.
You jumped in with a kiss. Now, come on. Come on now.
There's no need to do this.
I'll caress your cheeks.
Oh, fine.
Yeah, get rid of that. Take your headphones off, because that's popped me off.
I don't want to.
Why would I want to kiss Minnie Mouse? Come on.
Oh, what are we doing?
We're doing a kiss for the radio.
Just do a little cheek kiss.
Did you do that to me?
No.
Did you kiss me on the lips? Did you kiss me on the lips or not?
Yes.
Right, well, I get to kiss you back on the lips.
All right.
Otherwise, can I close my eyes? Yes, absolutely, close your eyes. Definitely close your eyes.
Oh, right. No.
What?
What's going to happen here?
A kiss?
What are you going to put on my mouth? No, stop
this
it.
Feels
not
like,
that. Not that.
This feels like I'm doing it with a 9-year-old, I would imagine.
I'm nervous.
Right. We're just doing a kiss. What are you doing? Practicing your kissing?
Okay, I need to hold something. I don't know why. I always do when I'm kissing. It's really weird. Okay.
I'm not going to kiss you.
Okay, fine.
There you go. Now you lose out.
Well, okay.
Why are you still going for the kiss?
No, I'm not!
I said I'm not going to kiss you. You carried on going for the kiss.
I've got gum in my mouth. Can't really do kissing. I've got gum in my mouth.
Go on the other side of the desk.
Okay. Good kiss.
Wasn't a kiss. Nobody kissed anyone.
Would have been very good kissing. I'm very good at kissing.
Nobody kissed anyone. The only person who's sexually assaulted anyone in this building today was you. Did it to me.
I didn't. Well,
you
kissed, I didn't. Did
you
I,
did.
Well,
you did.
Why is he not speaking? Now?
You kissed. I don't. He keeps doing this. He keeps coming into the room.
I don't think he understands.
And then not talking.
Yeah.
And then we refer to him as if he's like a weird. Right. So I'm gonna go forward with my sexual assault case.
Okay.
I'm gonna report that.
Who to?
I don't know. Who's? I was gonna say Duncan, but he won't do out, will he? Who can? Who legally should I speak to?
Julia, maybe.
Julia, that's when it, is that HR?
Yeah.
Right, I'm gonna speak to Julia.
Okay.
About it.
Was it a bad kiss?
And say that no. I think any kiss where you don't want it is a bad kiss,
isn't
it?
If you didn't want it, as you were posing before to me.
Right.
That is a pose which says.
Really?
I would like a kiss.
Is this the argument you want to have?
This obviously sounds like this is not.
Are you saying he was asking for it?
No, I'm not saying.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying you know you wanted it. I'm not saying anything.
Did I consent? Did I consent?
Yeah.
No, did I consent?
Yeah.
I didn't consent.
You did.
No, I didn't. You didn't check.
Loved it.
We're out of time.
Excuse me. So are we giving the beach ball away to Laura, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well done, Laura.
And you've made this show end awkward.
Why? Because you just, well, can't I just like kiss my hand or something?
No, I'm not kissing your hand. I will never kiss you.
Oh.
As long as you live. As long as we both shall live. I will never kiss you.
I don't want it to end like this.
No, it's tough. It's tough. That's the way it's. That's
but
what's happened.
We have to
happened.
Ease him with hugs first. You got hugs first.
What? Why are you making it into a bigger thing? Why are you making it like hugs first? Maybe put your hand on my ass. Why? Well, it's
yeah,
not.
You've got to go through the bases.
No. You're making it into a weird thing, not me. And you sexually assaulted me.
Okay, I didn't sexually assault.
It's my birthday
you.
On the 27th of June.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe that's the kiss day then. That's the kiss.
That's
day.
That's not what I was saying it
oh,
in relation
okay.
to. But right. Yeah, full on necking 27th of June. Birthday
diary.
Kiss, right?
Birthday kiss.
So
it's my birthday too.
But do you want one on your birthday as well?
Sure.
What, full on snog?
No, not full on snog.
It's got to be full on, right?
No, wait.
Right, it's full on necking.
No, it's not.
Or nothing.
It can't be the full on necking.
That's what the deal is.
Well, you've got a girlfriend, I can't do that.
She's fine, I've told you, she said fine.
She says she's fine, but she wouldn't be fine.
Well, it'd be too late once it's happened, won't it?
Yeah, but then you'll get in trouble, I'll get in trouble, everyone will get in trouble.
Do you not want a bit of drama? Not fancy a bit of drama?
I do like drama, but like watching it.
I think it'd be good for
it.
This show.
Okay, a frisson.
Like to have sort of like a soap opera.
Cool. All right. Well.
So full on kissing on whose birthday?
On well, 27 because you're here, aren't you?
That's my birthday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Full on necking.
Sure. I always kiss with a closed mouth. Just so you know.
I always kiss with no trousers on. Tongue? You doing tongues?
Tongues. No bra. For you or me? What? I've gone mad. I've actually gone mad today.
What? You don't wear a bra?
I don't wear bras when I kiss. I don't know what I'm saying.
Keep talking.
Trousers on.
Me or you?
Both. Bras off.
You got your bra off with the kiss.
Wash your hair.
Me?
Yeah.
My hair's always
got to be clean hair. I know it is.
I'm not kissing my hair.
Touch it though.